From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I'll chat with artists, singers, actors, writers, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on The Field Trip today is Mill Valley's own award-winning filmmaker Wendy Slick. Wendy's dance documentary The Long Run was nominated for an Emmy, and she's produced, directed, and edited films for, among others, PBS, the Disney Channel, Showtime, and Apple, both with and about people like Carlos Santana, Robin Williams, and Sally Field. For Lucasfilm, Wendy produced Tiger Tales, a series of films for kids, and I caught up with her at a recent screening of a film called Virtuoso. Her wonderful documentary on the life of Olga Samarov, who was the first wife of the famed conductor Leopold Stokowski, a piano virtuoso in her own right, and a founding teacher at the Juilliard School. Speaking of founding teachers, Wendy Slick herself created the video department in the College of Marin, and she's talking to me today from her studio in Mill Valley. Please welcome to The Field Trip, Wendy Slick. Welcome, Wendy.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on. Well, Wendy, as a documentary filmmaker, you dig into other people's lives, so allow me to dig into yours just a little, if I may.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, what's your own background? Where were you born and raised, and where'd you go to school?
Well, I was born in New York City, and I was raised somewhat in New York and then in Connecticut. And then I went to school in the Midwest, Antioch College, and then I moved out to Berkeley, and then San Francisco, and then Marin. And then I actually moved to Marin because I got a job at the College of Marin when I was just out of graduate school and started their video department at the tender age of, I think, 24, 25, something like that. So that was really fun.
Well, when and how did you become interested in film and telling stories?
My dad was a photographer, and I just think I was always conscious of film and photography since I have pictures of myself at 2 years old with a little camera. So I think it was just always an interest. And then when I was either a young teenager or pre-teenager, I remember seeing something on what was then PBS. I think it was Channel 13 in New York. There was some talk show, and there was this guy from Antioch College, and he was a filmmaker, and it just stuck in my head. I mean, maybe it was just a teenage girl crush, but there was something about it that was very alluring. And that's kind of what I ended up doing. I went to Antioch and became a filmmaker early on in my life.
If you're just joining us, my guest on The Field Trip today is the award-winning Mill Valley filmmaker, Wendy Slick. Wendy, a friend of yours, whose name I'll tell you off the air so I don't embarrass her, said, "Wendy is one of the most energetic and vibrant women I know." And I know that that describes a theme in your own work, energetic, vibrant, and strong women, which leads right into your film, Virtuoso. Talk a little about the film and Olga Samarov.
Well, the film was brought to me by Donna Klein, who's a Tiburon resident, and she found me through Film Arts Foundation. She had written a book about this unknown artist, Olga Samarov, and Olga was a pianist from the turn of the century, the turn of the 18th to 19th century, and she was an American born in Texas. Her original name was Lucy Higginlooper, and there was a stigma against not only female musicians, but American musicians, so she had two strikes against her. So she ended up going to Europe and studying and changed her name to Olga Samarov and then came back to the U.S. and debuted and bought her own debut in Carnegie Hall and then became very famous and married this young up-and-coming conductor and helped him, and he became famous, Leopold Stokowski. She had a very good career and was very well known, and then he overshadowed her. And her career, I mean, she ended up teaching at Juilliard and writing for the New York Post. She was very well known in those days. She had a TV show, although none of the footage survived. That's another story. But she ended up, it was a very vital, important figure whose story had been lost. And I love those kind of stories because you're just kind of discovering something the downside was, as a filmmaker, there was no footage. So I kind of had to construct it from archive footage, and we recreated some of her playing. We had her original recordings, which was great. So a lot of the music is her playing, and a lot of the music is music of her students playing her music. So it was a wonderful project. I loved doing it, and it fit in with a theme that I think is run through a lot of my films, which is just strong women, female right, kind of our voice.
Well, what makes what you do fun? Is it the people, the research, the storytelling, or what do you like about it?
All of the above. I mean, I think what I really like, which I look back and say, you know, what made me stay with the same, you know, a lot of us change careers, and I've certainly changed what I do within making films, but I haven't really changed, quote, careers. And I think it was because Antioch College was this college way back when you had to, you studied 3 months, and then you worked 3 months, and then you studied 3 months, and you worked 3 months, and it went on for 5 years. And you just got this, I don't know, I got this itching to have to change what I do a lot. And I think making films fits into that really well. You're always going towards a goal of finishing a film or making a film, but you're doing a lot of different things. You're never doing the same thing. So I love that.
So you produce and you direct and you edit. So you're pretty well involved in every phase of the films that you make.
Yeah. And, you know, some films I don't do all of that, or in some I do. So it just depends. But I can do all that, and I love, I guess that's what I was saying, I love all the different aspects. You know, the time when you're editing, which is actually, to me, one of my favorites. You can get lost, which is what you're always trying to do, get lost. And so that's certainly the editing phase. You don't get lost when you're shooting, otherwise you're in trouble.
Yeah, I guess.
But when you're shooting, you can certainly get into the groove and enjoy it. But it's just different. It's really different. And it calls for different energies from you.
Well, I thought that some of the interviews that you did in the movie Virtuoso with the students of Olga's, they all referred to her as madam. They were all very respectful, old world almost.
Well, that was, it was certainly about, you know, these were, what was so wonderful about this movie was that Donna, you know, handed me these interviews of these aging musicians who had all had relationships with her one way or another. And that was going to be it in terms of the first person, you know, narrative testimony. I knew this woman, which is very important to a documentary, to have that direct connection. You know, like, it's very different when someone just talks about her as a figure than when someone who really knew her.
Sure.
So these people were, you know, dying off, actually. And it was really important that Donna got them on film when she did. And but it was interesting cutting them because they wouldn't get to their points really quickly and astutely and stuff like people now in the media know how to get to their 5-second clips or bites, you know. These people were old world, just like you said, and they called her madam still, and a lot of them teared up when they thought about her, and they were very slow to get to their points, so they were a little bit difficult to cut because, you know, we need things to move along a little bit, right?
Sure.
Whether that's good or not, I don't know, but
I don't either. Tell me, where can people see this movie?
Well, you can go to Donna Klein's website, which I think is virtuosoolgasamarov.com, or just Google it. I'm sure it'll come up. And it's also on my website, too, wendyslick.com. And Donna is selling the movie from her website, and she's an independent, and it's really worth getting, and people love it.
It really is. The people who were at the screening that I saw were charmed by it. They all were, people were, actually, a couple of people were in tears because what happened to this woman and how she really sort of sacrificed her life for two men, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
First, an odd Russian gentleman.
Yeah. Well, she recovered from that one, but she had to do that with a lot of, she was a really strong woman.
Apparently she was.
Yeah.
And she lived in grand style in a Fifth Avenue apartment.
Yeah, she did. But she was very generous. She gave to her students. If they didn't have places to live, she housed them. She clothed them. She took them to society parties. She was very generous in her, you know, even though she seemed to have been doing well for herself, she was very generous.
I think that's what everybody pretty well said about her, that she really cared about other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, let me ask you this. What is it that makes the Bay Area special for you? I ask all of my guests that because everybody has a different opinion. Mm. What is it for you, Wendy?
I guess I should first of all say, yes, it is very special to me. And it's every time I travel and I can go to great places, when I'm coming down from the Golden Gate Bridge down the hill, I just feel so grateful to live just in the whole Bay Area. I don't know. I think the Bay Area has wonderful weather, even though maybe today it isn't. It has great people. There's a lot of culture here, even though it's not like New York, quote, in a way. But I just love what's happening here and the people who are here. And you can get away real easily up to the mountains or up the coast. And it has an ocean and it has water. And, you know, and I love going to Berkeley and I love San Francisco. I mean, I love it here. It's a great area, don't you think so?
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I do think about going places sometimes, and I think, well, what's going to be better than this? And I always love coming back here. You know, flying into the Bay Area, you look down on the city.
I
it's
know.
Just gorgeous.
I feel the same way. I just come back from New Zealand, which was wonderful, but I just was so happy to be home.
Were you working there?
No, I wasn't. I was visiting my niece who's studying there and decided to do a few weeks with her, so it was really great.
They have some pretty good food and wine there, too.
They do. They do. It's a great country.
They're a friendly lot.
They're very friendly. Yeah, no, I really felt that. I was also, you know, driving down to Santa Cruz the other day, and I went, God, this is as beautiful as New Zealand.
Well, you can find out more about Wendy Slick by going to her website. It's wendyslick.com. And Wendy, thanks for coming on the show today, and continued success to you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for your wonderful questions, and I hope you don't have to edit this too much.
Thank you. That's Wendy Slick, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast cable channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, please tell your enemies. So until next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.